Maxi, first of all, congratulations, another 3 points and a good win here today.
Yeah, great one. We're delighted. You know, we didn't envisage the winning margin we'd have, you know, before the game started. Monaghan have been very defensive this last couple of games, so we thought it'd be a very cagey affair, but thankfully we've got a couple of scores at the right times, and especially the goal, you know, and that put us in a good position.
Yeah. They came out and they started well, got the first 2 points and looked like they meant business.
Yeah, they did, you know, and it's probably a godsend for us because, you know, we had to come out and play then because, you know, Monaghan looked like they were on a rail roll. But no, thankfully we got the couple of scores and say we kicked 1-8 then, you know, without reply after the 2 points. So it gave us a great cushion, and then they got a bit more defensive and we lost a wee bit of punch then, I suppose, you know, where, you know, when you're in that kind of a ascendancy, you tend to take the foot off the pedal a small bit. But look, we're pretty much comfortable from then on.
Yeah, the first goal was an important score. It really gave you the lift.
Yeah. Look, it was a very well-worked goal it was. Rationfield finished it really well in the end. But look, I thought we showed a lot of composure. We played very well under very trying conditions the last day against Mayo, and I think it was going to be an interesting test for us today to see in better conditions could we improve on that, and I think we did, and we made less errors, we made less, you know, fumbles and one thing another. So we're happy from that point.
A little concerned maybe you didn't score in the last 10 minutes or so of the first half.
No, and look, I suppose at that stage Monaghan made a decision they were going to go 14 behind the ball, and made it very difficult. And look, we tried to hold possession and try and draw them out, and you know, I suppose they were 9 points down. We felt that they were the team that had to play, and you know, if the game ended that 182 points, we were happy enough. So look, we just wanted to keep the ball at that stage and, you know, get in half time and get the thing recalibrated again.
Well, there was no sense of complacency on the resumption anyway. You really tore into them and you rattled off 3 quick points.
Well, look, we just asked the question half time, if we were in their shoes, what would we do? And that would be come out all guns blazing. So we were kind of ready for that, and we felt that we had to get the couple of scores early. And God, if Niamh Hegarty had stuck the ball in the net, the one she rattled the crossbar, you know, it was a brilliant move, brilliant run by Niamh. You know, it definitely would have put the thing to bed for us early. But look, it was encouraging the way the girls stuck at it.
Yeah, and they got the points as well. And really, it was over before Julie Twerty got in for the second goal.
Yeah, lovely for Julie. You know, that's her inter-county senior to county debut, and to score a goal with the first touch is lovely. And we got a chance to run off a few subs then, because the game was pretty much tipped to bed.
3 games played. You were saying yesterday, if you won today, you could be looking up. Certainly, you are now.
Yeah. I think the way scores are gone now, we are sitting top, you know, with 3 games, and look, it'll be very hard for the likes of Monaghan to catch us now. You know, they need to win all of their games to catch us, and that probably puts us in a position where we probably don't have to worry about relegation. But look, it'll be great to make a league semi-final. This is a new team, and they're still building, they're still, you know, cutting their teeth. So I think the more games they get against the better teams, the better it'll be for them. So last we probably weren't that bothered about the league semi-final, but I think this year it'll be a good help to our championship preparations.
I know it wasn't the first double header. You were involved in that opening day one against Dublin in Croke Park, the day Dublin played Galway as well in the league. But this was your first one in front of a home crowd, and the crowd got in early today. There was a good crowd for most of the game.
Yeah, it was brilliant. You know, we probably had our back to it on the sideline, so we didn't see much of it. You could definitely hear the roar, and it was, you know, lovely. The couple of Unions girls got a run there in the second half, and that's when you really felt the home crowd. And look, the girls seem to like playing these double headers. That's the third one they played in now over the last 2 years, and they've won them all and played quite well in them. So we've one more to go now with a Cork, and that'll be a different test for us. But look, so far so good.
Tip next weekend.
Yeah, tip next weekend. I think in a lot of ways that's probably going to be our biggest challenge, because Tip are a team we've had a bother with, you know, over the last couple of years. We found them very hard to put away. We've always managed to get the upper hand, but you know, Tip are in a very bad run themselves there. They lost 8 competitive games in the bounce in all competitions up until yesterday, and then a magnificent result down in Cork. So they'll come, you know, full of gusto for next week, and they'll definitely fancy their chances. They'll hold no fear of us. And look, the players, the likes of Ashley Maloney, is probably one of the best forwards in the country. And look, it's a real banana skin for us, because everybody would be expecting us to win that one. But we're under no illusions. It's going to be a massive test for us.
It's probably a game you need to win, because you're within touch and distance of a semi-final at this stage, and with 2 tough home away games against Cork and Galway, you know, you have to make hay when the sun shines at home.
Well, we targeted our 3 home games, you know, we always felt that Dublin was going to be a massive uphill battle for us, but we felt the 3 home games were all very winnable, and if we won the 3 home games, it would probably leave us safe. So you know, that hasn't changed. The reward for winning your 3 home games is probably different now. But look, I think in no matter what competition, what sport, you have to win your home games, and it's a game that's winnable for us. But look, it's going to be a big test for us. It's going to be a tough one.
Well, Geraldine, first of all, congratulations. Another 3 points. I suppose that's the most important thing.
Yeah, definitely. As like one today was vital to both teams. Like I think at least now Monaghan 3 games and with no points, and leaves us 3 games and 9, which is probably enough now to make us safe. And that was the main thing today.
Yeah, they got the first couple of points and looked as if they were up for the game, but then you steadily, you hit 3 points, and the next thing, all of a sudden, there was a goal. Roisin got in for the goal.
Yeah, we knew they were a good team, like, so they went out and got the first two scores. Like, it was just we knew we hadn't started, like, so we weren't worried at all, and then we knew once we got started that we'd get on top, like, so we just... Being patient and went from there.
1-13-2 up at halftime. You were in a good place, I'd say, at halftime, weren't you?
Yeah, we were. Like, but we knew in the second half that they'd be up for it, and they had to go for it. Like, so they had to push more players forward. They're very defensive, so we thought they'd be pushing more forward in the second half.
Leave more room for you. And it was well over before the second goal. Julie Treherty, another Termin goal.
Yeah, actually from Downing's.
Oh, she's Downing's.
Yeah, Julie's playing well. Like, she's one of our new players, so it's delighted now to for her come on and score the goal.
Yeah, so you're in a right good position. Probably looking now up at a semi-final place rather than looking over your shoulders.
Yeah, definitely. I think we didn't know what to expect probably before league, with some of our experienced players gone and we had a lot of new ones. But now we're in very good position now for a semi, and we'll just take next game, day as it comes, the next game.
You know, because they're three big wins: Dublin away, Mayo and Monaghan at home.
Yeah, they are, like, especially Dublin and Mayo game. Like, especially when we got off to a good start against Dublin, I think then we started to believe that we were actually up there still. And I suppose before we played a competitive game, we actually didn't really know. Like, you know, you could be training well, but then you can't really say it before you play any games.
First double header at home, playing in front of the men. What was that like? Big crowd in?
Yeah, it was a big crowd. Like, it's great. Like, when you get a score and you hear the big crowd or a turnover, like, it just means a lot when people come out and support us. And you see now more and more games that there's more people coming to watch ladies and more recognised, which is great. Like,
yeah, and I'm not sure it was a standing ovation, but a big cheer and a big clap coming off as well from the.
Oh yeah, it's just massive. Like, it just. Like, sets you off, like, but no, it's great. Like, and it's great when people are behind you as well, and like, everyone knows how much training you do, and when you play as well, like, they really appreciate it.